This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Deshaun Watson case, we've all been waiting for really what's going to happen. I know there's been a number of different thoughts that it was going to be today that we got to find out what they decided, but so far it hasn't happened. What's going to be interesting to see is when they dump it. When they dump the news. When do they dump the news? That's always such an important thing when it comes to these kinds of situations. When do they dump the news? And, you know, it could be a thing of where we, you know, they wait till later tonight. And, you know, and dump it at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night so that they don't quite have to answer it. But you know what's coming. And they're probably going to go for the swing for the fences because they know that they've got a lot on their side in terms of what it is they're capable of doing, even if it goes to federal court. However, I'm going to tell you, they better not overplay their hand too much, because I think one of the things that is different now than people talk about, you know, Brady's case and Zeke Elliott's case, and, you know, they basically, you know, federal courts basically said, hey, this was a collectively bargained thing. We don't want to get involved in it. But I don't think that's really the issue to me. Because I think one of the things that is really, really good, you have to remember, is now they have an arbitrator's decision to go to federal court with. And the arbitrator was, you know, agreed upon by both the NFL and the NFLPA. So at the end of the day, if you think about it, this is something that has gone on for them. But in the past, the NFL hasn't had to answer in court to the question, well, you've agreed upon this arbitrator. And if you've agreed upon this arbitrator and he made a ruling, why did you overturn it? And that's going to be the thing I think is going to be the number one key question. Now, here's a couple things you got to remember. One, the arbitrator's decision is for the first six games of the season. So even if there's an injunction, you know, say they say we're going to give him a whole year. Even if he gets an injunction on the NFL sanctions, I think he will still have to sit out the first six games. And then if the, you know, if the injunction lasts longer than that, then maybe then, you know, he'll have the opportunity to start playing while they try and figure out what they're going to do in terms of, you know, if the court is going to overturn the NFL's decision, restore the decision for the arbitrator, or whatever.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think that's the thing you need to remember. But here's the other thing. Let's talk about football. Let's talk about football. And that is, there are a lot of people who believe that if Deshaun Watson doesn't play, the Browns are going to be terrible. I would be very, very careful if that's the way you're talking about it. I would be very, very careful talking about it in those terms, because I think the Browns roster is pretty good. I think the Browns actually play the kind of football that the quarterback play doesn't have to be superb in order for them to be successful. Yeah, it's hard to win running the football and grinding it out and all the other stuff, but they're built to do that. And I think the other thing about it is, had they done that last year, they probably would have made the playoffs. The biggest mistake they made last year was trying really hard to, allow Baker Mayfield to throw the ball. That was the biggest mistake they made last year. I really, really, believe that if they would have just kept Baker Mayfield out, they probably would have made the playoffs, because they actually were not a bad football team when they played real close to the vest, played defense, ran ran the football, and were able to minimize the mistakes they made and all the other stuff. These are things that, if you think about it, that's the formula for winning. That's how you play winning football. And they weren't able to do it last year because they had too much Baker Mayfield throwing interceptions and everything else. And I think that's the key. This year, if they go with Jacoby Brissett, he's not going to make a ton of big plays, but they're not going to need him to make a ton of big plays. Just don't turn the ball over. Don't make mistakes. Don't put the defense in bad positions. And I think that that's how they're going to play. I really do. I think that's going to be the most important thing, is that is how they're going to play the game. They're going to be able to win football games without Deshaun Watson. And so, I don't know if people understand that, but that's just true. That is just sort of the reality of it all. Like, you are going to be able to be a good football team if they just stay within what they're doing. And so, to me, it really becomes a question of how many games Deshaun Watson's out. If he's out 8 games and they go 5-3 in those 8 games, they're right in the thick of being able to win the division. And they could go 5-3. Because, again, the way they're playing defense. They're running the football and they're playing defense. That's what they're doing. And when you play like that, your quarterback play doesn't have to be superb, as long as it doesn't kill you. That's the big thing. As long as it doesn't kill you. And as long as it doesn't put you in bad situations and bad, downs and distances all night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.